Nein, war nicht mal. Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahab Rahmatullahi once requested his Ustad, Mawlana Muhammad Yaqub Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, is there any amal through which you can gain control over the jinnat, subdue a jinn, take work out of the jinn, employ him, use him? Muhammad Yaqub Sahab Rahmatullahi explained, yes, there are amals whereby you can subdue a jinn. They can work for you, you can employ them, take work out of them, help others as well. And to be able to control them is not difficult. There are such amal and such wazifas that you may read, that to be able to gain control over this jinn is not difficult as well. But tell me one thing. Allah Ta'ala has sent you as a slave or as a god. Tujhe khuda bana kar ke bheja hai ya gulam bana kar ke bheja hai? I understood that answer was very clear for me. All those questions that could have come to my mind all had just fallen by the way. So this is the thing that we have been created for, Khuda ki ghulami ke liye. To act out the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be at His service. A slave is such, he isn't as an ordinary employee. So you employ someone or you engage his services, then you engage him only for that particular service. Right? You get a draftsman, for example, you engage him for that particular service. You get a Molana to teach your child Hafiz, you engage him only for that service. But he must teach you English, for example, so you engage him only for that particular service. For that matter, any other work, a tailor, you engage him for tailoring only, cook only for cooking. But your duty and my duty in this world is not just a particular, not restricted to any particular service. We have been appointed as the slave of Allah Ta'ala. And the nature of the work of the slave is different to the nature of the work of any other employee or worker. A slave doesn't have a choice of his own. It may be that the boss may tell him, the owner may tell him, that you sweep the room. He must sweep the room. Then he may say him to clean the toilet. He must be able to clean the toilet. Then if he instructs him, right now, manage my shop. So he must manage the shop. And then he may tell him that you drive the car and take my passengers to so and so point. Right? Or if there is a meeting, you must represent me. So he will execute any duty that is given to him. Whether it is to scrub the floor or at the level of managing the affair of the boss, any duty that is assigned to him, he must be prepared to do. Now that's slavery. If the slave says, no, I can't do this, then he isn't a slave. Now, to understand this whole thing, one good example, as Sheikh Yunus Damat Barakatum had given, he says, a woman gets married, and then she has to go to her in-laws, to her husband's house or in-law's house. Now, she can have one of two ways: to live with her husband or with her in-laws. She can have one of two ways. One way, she says, well, that I've got a mind of my own and I've got a taste of my own. So my in-laws and my husband must respect me, and I will do my own thing. I will get up when I want to. I will do the type of cooking that I want. I will go where I want. I will purchase what I need and what I want. And nobody must rule over me. Nobody must run my life. Now, that is the one type of thinking. And the other type of thinking that woman has, now that I am married, so I am not free any longer. And it is in my own interest that I subject myself to the desire and to the wishes of my husband. Whatever he wants, let me subject myself, let me adjust myself, let me amend myself. Though there may be certain things that I'm not too happy with, may be permissible in the Sharia, but I'm not comfortable with it. But now my husband is happy with that, and he wants it in that style. So now she subjects herself, she adjusts herself to the ways and the desires of the husband. Husband wants her to get up at a certain time, she gets up at a certain time. Then husband wants her to sleep at a certain time, she sleeps at a certain time. Wear a certain type of clothing, she wears that type of clothing. Cook in a certain way, she cooks in a certain way. So she adjusts herself, she makes herself so pliable that whatever the husband wants, she just makes herself pliant and flexible to the ways of the husband. Now you tell me, which marriage will be lasting? Which marriage will work out, will be comfortable and enjoyable? The first marriage, outwardly it would seem that she runs her own life and she's a very happy woman. But there'll be always confrontation and there'll be always problems. She's saying something and the husband says something. The husband is a man after all, and he's been created such that he wants to call the shots, he wants to take the decision. But he's a man. That is man's nature, that he wants to take decisions. He wants to run. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ. And it's difficult to change nature. The king and his wazir, they were having an ikhtilaf, a difference of opinion. King says that the nature can be changed, the disposition and the tabiat can be changed. Wazir, the advisor, says, no, it can't happen. So anyway, the king arranged a big jalsa, massive big jalsa. And the lighting, all the lighting, the cats, the mice were in charge of all the lighting right through. I'm sorry, the cats were in charge of all the lighting right through. I mean, that's the one you're talking of, where they had candle or they had lamps, etc. So the entire jalsa, the lighting was the duty of the cats. So they were so well trained. One at the reception, there are some cats there holding lamps. Inside at the stage, then there are cats there. In the rows of the guests, etc., there are cats all they're managing the whole lighting in the entire jalsa. Everything has been well arranged, and now after everything has been planned, the jalsa is already commenced. Now the king tells the wazir, his minister, advisor, let's go to the jalsa. Very good. Now the wazir already knows that what is the jalsa in aid of. So anyway, as he reaches up there, he places two or three mice inside his sleeves. And as they reach, he just let the one or that he just let that mice run out of his sleeve. And that whole jalsa was on fire. All those cats, wherever they were, whichever position they were taking, they all came out from the position running after the mice. So the king is asking, what happened now? He said, well, that same masla, you know that ikhtilaf we had. You said that the nature can be changed. And I said, the nature can't be changed. It's within its nature, it's within its disposition to have that hatred for that mice. It's in its tabiat. You'll never see a mice there and a cat very comfortably sitting. Maybe you see a cat and a dog. They're both playing around, right? But a cat and a rat, and you expect them to be both very comfortable and easy, it doesn't happen. It's in their nature to fight against them, to kill them, to suppress them. So it is man's nature that he wants to dominate, he wants to rule, he wants to have the last say, he wants to decide. And his disposition, his physique is such that he must rule, he must lead. He must have that type of courage, that determination to do things. It's not within the tabiat of movement to do such things. Right? Now, if the wife is going to say that I'm going to make the decisions in this house, then obviously this house is going to crumble. Sooner or later it's going to break. His sabr will take him to a certain point and then he will collapse. And the other way around, it may sound difficult, that she's given in to all the fancies and the desires of the husband. So at the beginning, in that teething and that adjusting period, she may find it difficult that I was born and brought up in a certain house in a certain way. And here the whole thing is totally different. I must adjust myself to their eating, to their sleeping, to their talking, to their ways, habits, everything. I must adjust myself to blend in with their ways. So at the beginning she may find it difficult. But after that, she will find it enjoyable. Okay? They will like her and she will like them. Okay? So now, stretch the same example across, just by way of analogy, just extend the same argument, the same type of reasoning. Now we need to understand that this world belongs to Allah Ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Everything belongs to him. There isn't a thing that doesn't belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. All belongs to him. No exception. Everything, every person, every creature, every animal, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And now we have to live in this entire equation, we need to live. Whereas, we also belong to Allah Ta'ala, and everything else also belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Now here again, there can be one of two ways that we can implement. One is, I say that no, I am the man, and I must decide everything, everything and anything I must decide. So obviously, it will amount to you confronting the law of Allah Ta'ala, the system of Allah Ta'ala, the way of Allah Ta'ala, the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, you're going to confront. You're going to oppose the law of Allah Ta'ala. When you say, I must decide, and I must do my own thing, and nobody must rule my life, then you're going to be challenging the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's going to be uphill all the way, and you're going to crumble, you're going to be broken down, because it's not your land, it's not your earth, it's not yours, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. Whatever you're going to do, it's not going to work out. You may feel within yourself that no, nobody can tell me, nobody can subdue me, nobody can tell me what to do, I can have my own thing. But remember, it is not your land. Bhai Padia Rahmatullah used to say that you have to be always very, very lenient and very good to the landlord and to the son-in-law. Son-in-law is obvious. If you're going to be good to him, then your daughter will also be comfortable. But the landlord, you need to be good to your landlord as well. He can just adjust the rental. He can just tighten the screws for you. Do something, some adjustment or the other. No, before we had the agreement that you must pay for the water only. Now you must pay for the water, you must pay for the lights as well. Now you must pay for this as well. Now there is a increase, this inflation, this problem, that problem. He can make that life miserable for you. It is his property. When it is his property, he can tighten the screws for you. So the world belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we mustn't lose sight of that. Though that landlord is not visible to us, we don't see him here, but it belongs to him. He can tighten anything at any time. You want to break his law, he'll break you. You want to challenge his law, he'll break you. He'll break your neck for you. You can't challenge his law. So the simple way is, don't challenge him, don't confront him, and don't oppose him. Just surrender. Allah Ta'ala is your land, it's your property, it belongs to you. I can't have my way. It is foolish for me to have my way. I make tawbah from that, I repent from that, and I will go by your way. Whatever you say, I will go by that way. So initially you may have a little bit of difficulty adjusting yourself. Hey, I must keep rozas now. Never used to keeping rozas. Now I must perform namaz at the appropriate times, fixed times. It's also difficult. Do this, take out zakat from my property, from my wealth. Control your anger, your tongue, control your eyes, your ears. Now everything, put everything into control. Enslave everything. Adjust it to suit the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adjusting your eyes also to suit the law of Allah ta'ala. Your ears also to suit the law of Allah ta'ala. Your tongue also you adjusting it to suit the law of Allah ta'ala. Your hands, everything. You are adjusting it to suit the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you are called a slave. And when you have enslaved yourself in the correct manner, in the correct way, now there will be enjoyment. Initially, that initial period will be of a little bit of difficulty. You are running in still. You are not used to it. It's a new system. Or it's a system that you are alien to, unfortunately. Right? Now you adjusted yourself. You adjusted yourself to the landlord. Now everything, all the doors are opening up to you. This is also working out, that's also working out. Everything is just working out for you. As though you're just cutting into soft butter. So there's only two ways that you can think of. You can either oppose the law or adjust yourself. You subject yourself to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You subject yourself for the law of Allah ta'ala. He subjects everything to you. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِ. Honor belongs to him. The world belongs to him. Wealth, property, everything belongs to him. But all you are required to do in this entire equation is you subject yourself. That's all. Subject yourself. Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi related one incident. Man purchased a slave. So he asked the slave, "What's your name?" "Whatever you say." "And what will you eat?" "Whatever you provide." "Where will you sleep?" "Whatever place you provide for me." "And what clothing you'll wear?" "Whatever you tell." "And what work will you do?" Whatever you command." So the boss says to the slave, "May Allah Ta'ala reward you. You have really taught me the meaning of slavery. That once you have accepted the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to eat whatever you want. What he's going to say, you won't eat that. You coming into a dawat, right? You can't go and just eat and grab anything. Sometimes you'll find, you know, nowadays, different styles, see? All the biryani or the darchao is there. All the biscuits and the cakes are displayed in one table, one side now. You're waiting now, they must serve it to you. Is it part of the dawat or is meant just for display? Some other one, some other person. You should have placed it there in the first place, so it would have prevented from your mouth from watering. But now all that thing is displayed there, the cakes, cream and the strawberry and the mitais, everything is there. And now you're about eating, you finished eating now. You don't know whether to get up and go away or wait for that to come now. So obviously, if you are just going to pick whatever you want from there, it's going to be rude, it's not going to be right. If the mezban sees, he says, just hold on, we'll try and arrange something for you. That will be embarrassing, right? It will be embarrassing. So it is not your house, not your property. It's not yours. It is someone else's. If you're going to grab and you're going to just eat and take whatever you think, then it's going to be rude. The consequences are going to be embarrassing for you afterwards. Eventually, the consequences are going to be very, very embarrassing for you. You're someone else's property and you're listening, you're overhearing, you're trying to eavesdrop. And the owner of the property, your host, he hears you and he sees you eavesdropping. You are trying to eavesdrop into their conversation. What happens? So it is the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This conversation you are not supposed to listen to. This music you are not supposed to listen to. This type of kalam you are not supposed to listen to. Why did you listen? The dawat, that invitation was extended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are just a guest here. You must just carry on in the manner that your host wants you to carry on. Don't go away from that. Otherwise, if you know, go over the limit, the chances are that he will twist your ear and throw you out. Get out. Because you don't understand the type of discipline, the protocol, the respect that is required for this dawat of mine. I have extended this dawat. And you are causing corruption. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ When you are causing corruption to this entire system, then I can twist your ear and throw you out. So we don't challenge the law of Allah Ta'ala. We don't oppose it. We don't go against it. We go with the system. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, the law of Allah Ta'ala, the command of Allah Ta'ala. I must adjust myself to suit the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't adjust the law of Allah Ta'ala to suit ourselves. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.